Well, today we have a guest joining us on the phone. This month, September, is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and we wanted to talk a little bit about that this morning with Suzanne Watson, who's the CEO of the Southwest Iowa Mental Health and Disability Services Region. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Obviously a very important topic. Suicide, is it overly prevalent, more so than we maybe realize here in Iowa?
I think it is. I think that, people don't necessarily like to talk about suicide, and I think it does get some press coverage, but unfortunately it happens a lot more often than what people realize, and especially in Iowa, it being a farming community, suicide is prevalent among farmers in our rural areas, and, you know, we want to just be able to reach out to everybody and do what we can to make sure that we can make an impact and hopefully reduce some of that and also reduce the stigma of mental health at the same time.
Absolutely. And we'll talk a little bit about more this month as we go along about some of the ins and outs, some of the key points with regard to maybe recognizing some of that, because that's part of the stigma of suicide is often family members didn't see it coming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are a lot of resources available, and we just want to make sure that people are aware that there are resources to help them. And so if they are ever feeling poorly and really feeling like they need to reach out and talk to somebody, there are resources in Southwest Iowa that are available. So we want people to reach out.
You bet. Let's talk about those resources a little bit then. What type of services do you provide?
Well, so the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Disability Services Region, we provide several crisis-type services along with other services for people with both mental health as well as intellectual disability needs. So surrounding our crisis services, we have our Hope for Iowa Crisis Line, which we do hope that people reach out to. We get a good call-in number every single month from all 9 counties that we work with in Southwest Iowa. That number, and I can't say it enough, but it is Hope for Iowa. Hope, the number 4, Iowa spelled out, or 844-673-4469. We also have other services that people probably aren't aware of, such as our mobile crisis team, which is run by Heartland Family Service. And that mobile crisis team is available to all 9 counties in the region. We do some of it through telehealth. So this is a service that's activated through law enforcement. So if law enforcement gets called out to a home, for example, and they think that perhaps there is a mental health issue going on, they can ask for an assessment from the mobile crisis team, who will do a quick assessment of the person and make a recommendation to the officer about what type of service that the person might need, whether they need to go to the hospital or if there's something that they can refer them to later for outpatient services or the crisis line or whatever it is they might need.
Yeah, you probably work very closely with local officials, hospitals, law enforcement, that type of thing with your region.
We do. We have a great relationship with our hospitals, with local police departments, with our sheriff's departments. We've done a really good job in Southwest Iowa. People just want to work together. People aren't trying to step on toes and fight for business. We all work together, the hospitals, rural hospitals, the hospitals with behavioral health units. We've been working really hard on that for years, and I think we have a really good group of people who really want to work to do the best for the people we serve in Southwest Iowa.
Sure. Some of the work that you do when you step in some of these instances, is it done on referrals or are people looking for the assistance?
So both. People can call the Southwest Iowa region if they just have a question. So if they, a family member might be worried about somebody, or if they know they have a family member who is needing services, they can call our region, and our main number is 712-328-5645, and they can always call that number, and we can point them in the right direction. Or if they need more specialized services, we do have service coordinators in all of our counties that can go out and meet with people in their homes and assess help them figure out what it is that might help them, get them pointed in the right direction, and get them some services that they need. So we do kind of all types of services, from, you know, just giving people referrals to where they might need to actually doing some more of that, hooking up with longer-term direct service providers.
Sure. Now, the Hope for Iowa Crisis Call Line, 844-673-4469. That's a service, I know that it's available 24/7, but is it just available for those who need the immediate assistance, need someone to talk to about some issue that's maybe pushing them, or is it there for family members and friends and others who might be affected?
Sure. Families or friends absolutely are open to call. You know, hopefully they will eventually get to talk to the person. They will also do some follow-up calls. So if somebody calls in, they can do some follow-up calls with the person as well. We do hope that, I think most of the time it is the person in need that's calling, but oftentimes we might have families call, especially parents with younger children who might just need to talk to a therapist. And of course, you know, it might be the child that really is in crisis, but at the same time, when a parent is trying to help their child who's going through a crisis, they are just as much in a crisis as their child, and they need that support of somebody that can help direct them and get them through that on the phone as well.
Sure. Well,
so we just encourage anybody to call.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, if someone is struggling, we're all struggling if you love that person.
Absolutely.
So can you kind of give us an idea, Suzanne? It's a tough call to make, right? I mean, that's not an easy phone call to dial up real quick, because you know you're in a situation that you don't want to be in. So when someone does make a call to that line, can you kind of walk them through what happens at that point?
Well, I will let you know there's not a very long wait time at all. I think if people worry that, oh, they're going to be put on hold, that just doesn't happen. They have a really good response time to folks. They will talk to them and get some information from them. Depending on what the person's need is, as far as what they let them know of from the beginning, they will walk them through that. A lot of times they will give them those resources that they might need, places to call. You know, if it's in the middle of the night, obviously not everywhere is open, but the counselor, is trained to help them with their immediate need and then also give them resources so that they have that at their fingertips. Once they feel like they can make that call. And like I said, they will, if they are concerned about somebody, they often will say, hey, can we call you and follow up with you to check on you? And so that's, I think that's something special about our crisis line, is that they do those follow-up calls with folks and really reach out and make sure that the conversation that they had, the information that they got, was helpful to them and find out if they need anything additional.
Yeah, it's more than just a fuzzy warm call. It's also providing them with some resources to find the assistance that they might need.
Absolutely, because you know sometimes a person might be out of food, which is not helping their crisis, or you know it just might have a housing issue that they need to talk to a housing specialist. So those types of things that sometimes we all take for granted, they can lead to a crisis really quickly. And just those extra stressors that everybody goes through, sometimes we just need a little help getting through those.
We've seen that at times with the farm economy, where, you know, other family members are depending on someone, and they just feel like they're letting people down and feel like there's just nowhere else to go. And if they knew there were resources out there, everybody's lives can be changed.
Absolutely. And we can't forget that many areas in our region have been affected by the flooding from the last spring and summer, and they continue to be affected. And there are some people that are, you know, really hurting, that have not been able to plant their crops, and, you know, their houses are gone. And, it's just there's just a lot of need everywhere.
You bet. Well, I know you cover a pretty good region here in this area, a number of counties here in the Southwest, West Central Iowa area here with the Southwest Iowa Mental Health and Disability Services region. And if folks want to know more, how would they learn more about this? Can they find some more information online?
You bet. So our website is SWIA, as in Southwest Iowa, MHDS, Mental Health Disability Services, SWIAMHDS.com. So SWIAMHDS.com. And we have, on that tab, we have what's called Resource Connection. And you can actually go on there by county and search by what type of resource you're looking for. So if you are looking for outpatient mental health or you're looking for substance use treatment, you can narrow it down by what service you're looking for and then also pick your county or your surrounding counties.
Well, very good. That's an important resource. Sometimes folks might feel more comfortable visiting with someone that's more local that they might know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our region covers, I always think of it from Monona County down to Page County. So from north to south, we cover Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Cass, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties.
Very good. Well, it's good to know the services are there if that is a service that folks might need. Of course, September, National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. It's pretty easy, I guess, to measure success when it comes to this, because if you can just help one person along the way, you want to help as many as you can, but one person along the way is always a success.
Absolutely. And that is, yeah, that is exactly what I usually say is we do want to help one person at a time. And yeah, if we can get one person through a crisis, then we've done some good. Of course, we want to help more than one person, but one person at a time.
Absolutely. Suzanne Watson is the CEO of the Southwest Iowa Mental Health and Disability Services Region. Suzanne, thank you so much for your time today. Important information. Appreciate it very much. Continued success.
Thank you so much, and thank you for bringing awareness to this for us.